There he lies on his pony drag, and they're all up there. They fill the sky with their faces looking at him. They're surprised, you know, that he's not dead. They thought he'd died. He's come back. And when I thought the Savior must be near, and looked to see him walking white and tall across the prairie, there was light. He thought the Savior would be a person, tall and white, walking across the prairie, and I noticed there was light. That's the answer. That's the answer. There was light. Don't look for Jesus. Look at your fellow man. All of them. They're all your fellow men. There's Jesus. Don't look for Jesus in some remote way. There's Jesus, right? Your neighbor, all your neighbors. Them, it is He. So that's what they're taught. That's what no doubt Muvoka must have taught it too, because it was Christian. That's Christian. And if they ever could live it, they'd have themselves quite a world. And all the grasses in the world began to sing, and all the queer and creepy little things that loved the grass were singing, having shed its load of strangers. Until you know the stranger's face to be your own. That's the doctrine. Now, whether it's possible in this world, I don't know, but it could be in an extension of this world, which is spiritual. Could be. Maybe that's only a foretaste of what will happen. Anyway, it better be, or they're going to have themselves a tough cosmos for a long time. And all the grasses in the world began to sing, and every queer and creeping little thing that loves the grass was singing, having shed its load of strangeness. The growing power of the world is good. It's good, you know. The secret that all the grasses know, and trees are patient with it. You can see trees growing in all kinds of weather. Just stand there patient, you know, just as patient. Big wind comes and they just sway a little to the wind. Come back again, you know. And the grasses all believe, you know, they're utterly believing. They know that in the fall when the frost kills the top grass, they just go to sleep and wait. Then after a while it gets warm and a little water comes and they just rise again, you know. The grasses know, and the trees are patient with it. Morning sun is walking in his blue robe of morning. He is walking with his power, greenward walking. Hail, hail, where the sun is walking with his green, with his blue robe of morning. He is walking with his power, greenward walking. Hail, hail, comes the Messiah with the daybreak star on his forehead. Beautiful, you know. This isn't too beautiful for Indian thought. It's Indian. They're coming back again with the Savior and the new heaven and new earth. A nation, our people who are dead will come back. A nation marching with the buffalo. A buffalo will come back too. That's Indian, pure Indian. Yeah. They all sang together, you know. A sacred wind is walking with the day. God damn, you know, it's beautiful. And they thought, now surely the miracle is beginning. Now it's going to be spring forever, maybe. Maybe this is it. Bless their hearts, you know, they believed it. Now in the waning of the afternoon, they neared the place where, topping the divide, a lonely butte can see on every side, where creeks begin and where they wander to. That's Porcupine Butte. It's everybody sees it for many miles. You see it for, oh, you see it 20 miles any place. Yeah, it's east of Wounded Knee, over east of Wounded Knee on Porcupine Creek, which flows north You know, they were coming up the Valley of the Porcupine, which flows north into the White River. See? And they were following the stream. And then here comes the 7th Cavalry. And lo, the guidance and the crawling blue of cavalry approaching down a hill. The people halted staring and were still with wonder. Was the vision growing real? They heard the leather singing with the steel. The long hoof murmur deepened. Summits rang with happy voices when a bugle sang. The sleek-necked horses knew their kin and neighed a joyous greeting. Up the cavalcade, the trailing welcome clamored to the end. And, rousing to the music of the friend, the feeble ponies nickered back to those. Then mightily the people's song arose, and all the valley was a holy place to hear it. Father, I have seen his face, the stranger's face made beautiful. Behold, behold, my sprouting heart is green. Around them rolled the steel-shod thunder closing in the rear. The stranger's face made beautiful and dear, they sang with lifted hands. I see, I see. Along a flat beside the wounded knee they camped at sundown, lacking neither wood nor water, and the tattered teepees stood within the circle tents beneath a low and sloping hill where, glooming in a row, the wagon guns kept watch upon the town. Their wagon guns were Hotchkiss cannon, firing an explosive shell. A gentle spirit with the night came down, and like a father was the soldier chief. Strong-hearted of the plenty of his beef, the plenty of his bread he gave to eat, and plenty was the sugar to make sweet his many-kettled coffee good to smell. And much he did to make the children well of coughing, and to give them their mother's rest, and for the burning in Satanka's breast, his holy man made medicine that night. One people in a blooming ring of light they feasted, and within the blooming ring a song was born. For every living thing we send a voice, lean closer, one who gives, a praying voice for everything that lives, lean close to hear. See, they think maybe it's going to be all right too, you know, now. Sleep came without a care. Above them with a face of old despair, the late moon brooded, watching for the sun. Almost it seemed the miracle was done that morning of a weather-breeding day. The spell of bright tranquility that lay upon the land wrought eerily with sound, and strangely clear the voices were around the crackling fires, yet dreamily remote. You know the kind of weather it was when a voice sounds far off, you know, you can hear a voice a long way off. Before a storm, it set me very often. Straight-stemmed, the many smokes arose to float, dissolving umbels in the hollow blue, where, measuring some endless now it knew, a patient solitary buzzard wheeled. Northwestward, where the black hills lay concealed behind the bluest ridge, a faint cloud rose, as though the peaks and flowing slopes of those were stretching up to see what might betide. Yeah, it looked as though a cloud there coming up above the horizon. One high peak, which is Harney. One standing about like that, high here and coming up to a point. And now, Satanka, when a bugle cried, awakened to the prison of his bed. A nearer neighbor to the shining dead than to the darkly living ones, he lay and heard, as in a dream and far away, a deep hoof rumble running in the land, and briefly singing voices of command, clipped upward with an edge to be obeyed. You know that the way a sergeant or an officer gives a command to a troop, shoulder, arms, you know, clipped upward to be obeyed. Clipped upward. Again the bugle cried, and ceasing laid a sudden stillness over all the camp. A troop horse pawed no longer, ceased to champ the bit and shake the bridle. Awful grew the stillness of the vision coming true, that crystal moment of eternity, complete without a shadow. He could see, as though his teepee were illumined air, the whole enchanted picture breathing there about him. All his ragged band between the horsemen southward skirting the ravine and footmen northward ranged beneath the hill. The soldiers on the summit, tall and still beside those war dogs crouched on eager paws, with thunder straining in their iron maws, the leash of peace. Hutchinson's waiting for anything to start. They were already on the hilltop mounted, you know, and ready to fire if something happened. And children, unafraid, with thirsting eyes and mouths agape, to aid in drinking all that splendor, gleaming brass on serried blue. These are the things he would have seen if he was seen. It was a magic, could have seen them if he could have seen through his tent. He was seeing these things. And of course we imagine what he was thinking. Nobody knows but God. He listened for the grass. Scarce real in seeming, as the hush it broke, a voice arose. The soldier chieftain spoke. Remotely clear, the sound itself was kind, and, trailing it a little way behind, a voice made meaning that was gentle too. The interpreter was talking. The speaking ceased. Now we hear the women busy around the teepees. The women are busy, you know. Everything's going to be all right now. Everything's going to be all right. Among the teepees grew a busy murmur like the buzz and boom of bumblebees at work on cherry bloom in hollows hushed and happy in the sun. Now surely was the miracle begun. And all the little strangers without name, no longer strange, made ready to proclaim the secret all the springs have tried to say, and grasses, greening for the deathless day, took breath before the world-renewing song. That is, he could hear from his tent this going on, you see. They were collecting the guns, you know, as you'll see, and most of the Indians are giving them up. They didn't have any use for them. They had no ammunition. Hardly enough to... There were very few killed by Indian bullets in that scrap. It was... There were soldiers shooting back and forth at each other. They're killing their own men. And I heard that Wallace, before he was shot, was saying, "For God's sake, men, don't do this." Yelling at him, "For God's sake, don't do this." And then he was shot. And then, as though the dying world of wrong cried out before the end, Satanka heard the high haranguing voice of Yellowbird above the lulling murmur. See, Yellowbird, he's smart aleck. he knew better. There. That's an Indian type. It's a white type too, for that matter. Foolish ones and blind, why are you giving up your guns to these Wasichus, who are hardly men and shall be shadows? Are you cowards then, with hearts of water? Are you fools to heed a sick man's dreaming? Stab them, and they bleed no blood of brothers. Look at them and see the takers of the good that used to be, the killers of the Savior. Do not fear. The nations of the dead are crowding here to help us. Shall we shame them? Do as I. Yellowbird, big smart aleck. I know that kind of Indian, too. He knew better. Oh, did he know better? And he killed a sergeant who was taking his gun. Well, most of the Indians were giving them up because they had this vision of peace between the Indians and the white man. It's going to be just fine now. It's going to be fine. Beneath that final spear thrust of a cry, the very silence seemed to bleed and ache. Now, if but a single seed should wake and know its mother, or a grassroot stir, the sap of pity in the breast of her must flood the world with spring forevermore. A gunshot ripped the hush. That's Yellowbird. Yellowbird killed the sergeant, reaching for his gun. They didn't earn struggling. They were all giving him up peacefully. And Yellowbird shot him instead of... Sure, and that's the truth, and it ought to be told. Yellowbird, you ask some fella, do you know anything about Yellowbird? And they sure know. And, of course, those fellas, the 7th Cavalry, had been recruited from the east side of New York and Brooklyn. And those raw recruits were scared stiff, too, you know. They were scared. Indians. A gunshot ripped the hush. The panic roar outfled the clamor of the hills and died. The echoes, you know, of the gunshot. And then, as though the whole world crucified upon the heaped Golgotha of its years, for all its lonely silences of tears, its countless hates and hurts and terrors, found a last composite voice, a hell of sound assailed the brooding heavens. People yelling, people screaming, women screaming, babies running, or children running, and men hollering. It's awful. The voice of all the sorrows and all the sufferings of men that came forth from that mass of terrified people. Standing Bear told me that at the Custer fight, the yelling and the sound of the guns was like as though it were floating over the top of it, as though it were another level. It were floating above the men and women. Once again, the wild wind roaring of the rage of men, the blent staccato thunders of the dream, the long-drawn, unresolving nightmare scream of women and of children over all. Now, at last, the peace of love would fall, and in a sudden stillness, very kind, the blind would look astonished on the blind, to lose their little dreams of fear and wrath. A plunging fury hurtled from its path Satanka's teepee. He's listening, and here comes a cavalry horse knocking his teepee down. And it's at the beginning of the end. In a gasp of time he saw, like some infernal pantomime, a frieze of horror rendered motionless forever. Horses rearing in a press of faces, tortured into soundless yells, amid the gloaming of the huskies' shells that blossomed in a horizontal flaw of bloody rain that fell not. Then he saw one face above him, and a gun butt raised, a soldier's face with haggard eyes that blazed, a wry wound of a mouth, a gape to shout, and nothing but the silence coming out, an agony of silence. He sees a face above him, it's the face of a soldier, and it's something dear about it. It's a human face. The misunderstanding of the soldier, the misunderstanding of Satanka. For a span unmeasured as the tragedy of man, brief as the weapons poising in the stroke, it burned upon him, and a white light broke about it, even as a cry came through that stabbed the world with pity, and he knew that shining face unutterably dear. All tenderness it hovered, bending near, half man, half woman, beautiful with scars and eyes of sorrow, very old, like stars that seek the dawn. He strove to rise in vain, to cry, "My brother!" And the shattered brain went out. That's what he got for his trouble. And the shattered brain went out. Around the writhing body still, beneath the flaming thunders of the hill, that fury heaped the dying and the dead. And where the women and the children fled along the gully, winding to the sky, the roaring followed, till the long, thin cry above it ceased. The cries or moan would mingle, and it'd be just one long cry, the mingling of many voices. That happens when a lot of people yell together, it makes one long cry. In that long gully, Jesus, it was full of dead and wounded, and it snowed on them and covered them up that night, a couple of hundred. Just shooting people, riding them down with the cavalry horses, you know, and shooting them like rabbits. Yes, sir, of course, because everybody, it was open season on Indians. Open season on Indians. The bugles blared retreat. Triumphant in the blindness of defeat, the iron-footed squadrons marched away, and darkness fell upon the face of day. The mounting blizzard broke. All night it swept the bloody field of victory that kept the secret of the everlasting word. That's the perfect misunderstanding, the perfect misunderstanding. He had had a mystical vision, you know, in which he had seen the white man as a human being, lovable, and he believed it. Yes, sir. He'd been told by Christian missionaries, he'd been told by Avoca, don't, even if he wants to, comes to kill you, love him because he's your brother. And the whole Satanka is trying to do it. Yeah, everybody. You see, always the supreme vision takes in everybody. It doesn't make divisions. The unity of life and the holiness of it, that's the preaching. That's the doctrine. Triumphant in the blindness of defeat. God damn, you know, They had cleaned the Indians up, see? They'd cleaned them up. The common soldier naturally thought it was authoritative and legal, you know, and proper. The proper thing to do, damn the Indians. They had no business being Indians. Back up, came down from the agency horseback. He was a kid, of course. He was a young man. And he rode over there with his six-pronged stick. Rode up and down in front of them, you know, and they shot at him and couldn't hit him. But a lot of young fellas came over. A number of young fellas came over. I tell about it in When the Tree Flowered, too. A lot of young fellas came over to help, you know. They said, they're butchering over there. That's the very expression they used. They said, they're butchering. You see, the hell of it is that even the people who are right are wrong. You see what I mean? Even the people who are right are wrong. Poor devils. And we're not much better. And maybe, by God, something will make us wake up. I don't know. The blizzard broke. All night it swept the bloody field of victory that kept the secret of the everlasting word. And you say, what is the everlasting word? You tell me, that's the answer. Probably love.